My father never really cared much for the outdoors. He preferred a cozy chair and a fat book, a night at the movies, maybe a ball game on TV, certainly restaurant food. But one weekend when I was a small boy, he took me camping. I don't remember where he took me, but it was by a river, a swift flowing stream, clear and crisp. I have a faint memory now that my dad had a difficult time setting up the tent, but somehow worked it out, and he was proud of the task. With some soda pop and our fishing poles, we went down to the river to have one of those seminal father-son bonding experiences. The air told me first that we were someplace special. It whooshed, delivering the cool message of a fast river on a hot summer day. Then a muffled sound came from behind, like at camp. When we turned around, we could see through the trees that the tent had collapsed. My dad said something under his breath and started up the hill, then turned back to me and said, "Don't go near the river." They were the wrong words. At first, I put my hand in the water to swish it around and was fascinated by the vitality, the power that coursed through my arm into my chest and up into my brain. I looked in the middle of the stream where tiny waves burst into a million gems and then disappeared. It was magic, pure magic. I stepped into the river to my waist and felt the water wrap around and hug me, and then tug me like a dog pulling a blanket. Another step and the water reached my chest and pulled me down wholly into its vigorous embrace. I was being washed downstream. Effortlessly, the current was carrying me away from confinement toward new and unknown adventures. I looked down and watched as a color wheel of pebbles passed beneath me like a cascade of hard candy. After a few seconds, I kicked my way back to shore, perhaps 100 yards downstream. When I crawled back to land, I had changed. My little trip down the river had been the most exhilarating experience of my young life. I felt charged with energy, giddy, cleansed, and fresh, more alive than I could remember. I practically skipped back to the fishing poles and sat down with a whole new attitude and a secret. When my father came back, he never noticed anything different, and I didn't volunteer anything. The August sun had dried my shorts and hair, and I was holding my pole as though it had grown as an extension of my arm since he left. Only my smile was different, larger, knowing. I grew in that little trip like corn in the night. We didn't catch any fish that day, but I caught something that would stay with me for years. A knowledge that the clearest way into the universe is off the path, upside down, and downstream.